Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Stocks are beginning the week on a positive note after losing ground in each of the last 4 weeks. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrials jumped about 350 points in early trading.
Investors will be watching both economic and political news this week. The Labor Department is set to report on September's job gains on Friday. On Tuesday, President Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden will square off in the first of three primetime debates. Trump is likely to be pressed on a New York Times report that he paid little or nothing in federal income taxes for much of the past two decades. Trump has disputed the report, but still refuses to make his tax returns public. The popular video sharing app TikTok remains available in the U.S., at least for now. A federal judge has temporarily blocked a Trump administration order that seeks to rein in the Chinese-owned app on national security grounds. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democratic leaders continue to talk to Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin about a potential coronavirus relief package. She told CNN she thinks both sides can reach agreement. Pelosi says it's possible Democrats could offer new legislation for a deal, but would rather reach a deal with the White House. Wildfires continue to erupt in California. The Glass Fire, burning north of San Francisco, broke out just yesterday. It has burned about 4 square miles, but it has already forced about people in the hundreds of homes and a hospital to evacuate. Pam McGivern lives in St. Helena and wasn't given much notice before she had to flee.
I have a feeling that all of our homes are burnt to the ground now. I didn't have a chance to really think about what I wanted to save or bring. You know, I didn't really believe that we were going to lose our home. That's the reality. And so I only brought the bare essentials.
The Glass Fire is not far from one of California's largest ever fires, the LNU Lightning Complex Fire. That is nearly fully contained. Dozens of people have been killed in a flare-up in fighting in a region disputed by Armenia and Azerbaijan. NPR's Lucian Kim reports from Moscow. Both countries are bitter enemies, and their conflict risks drawing in other powers such as Russia and Turkey.
Fighting continued overnight after both sides blamed each other for an eruption of violence in the Nagorno-Karabakh region. Azerbaijan's defense ministry released footage of its troops in combat. Nagorno-Karabakh, mostly ethnically Armenian, broke off from Azerbaijan when the Soviet Union fell apart, and Azerbaijan has vowed to take it back. Russia, an ally to Armenia and a close partner to Azerbaijan, is calling for an end to hostilities and maximum restraint. The U.S. also has good relations with both countries, and President Trump said Sunday the U.S. would try to stop the fighting. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 360 points at 27,533. This is NPR. President Trump's former campaign manager is hospitalized in Florida. NPR's Greg Allen says the wife of Brad Parscale says police were called when her husband threatened to harm himself.
Police officers in Fort Lauderdale were called to Parscale's home Sunday afternoon. His wife told officers he was armed, had access to multiple firearms, and was threatening to harm himself. Officers negotiated for him to exit the home. He was transported to Broward Health Medical Center, where he was admitted under a state law that provides for temporary involuntary commitment. Parscale served as President Trump's campaign manager for 2 years until he stepped down in July. The campaign's communications director released a statement blaming the incident on attacks from Democrats and other Trump critics and saying, "Brad Parscale is a member of our family and we all love him. We are ready to support him and his family in any way possible." Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Demonstrators continue to turn out in Louisville over the weekend to protest a Kentucky grand jury's decision not to charge any police officers in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. Louisville's mayor continues to enforce a curfew from 9 at night until 6:30 a.m. Local media report the curfew's been in effect for 5 days. The finalists for the NBA championship are now set. The Miami Heat beat the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals last night. The Heat will meet the Los Angeles Lakers in the championship. Game 1 starts on Wednesday. In pro hockey's Stanley Cup Final, Game 6 is tonight. The Tampa Bay Lightning now lead the Dallas Stars in the series 3-2. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.